And as we continue our trip around the world on this special edition of Prophecy Today, 2006, a year in review, we look at the European Union. Rob Congdon, who is our man who keeps his eye on all that's unfolding there, he comes to be our broadcast partner for this special program. Rob, right out of the gate, I've got to ask the question, European Union reaction to the execution of Saddam Hussein.
I think it's much like in the United States. It's trying to wait and see what's going to react. Will there be difficulties or will there be praise? They're just kind of holding their breath. With a large Muslim population throughout Europe, there is some concern. France is always a concern because the population there is so sizable. And it's kind of a wait and see, but be prepared.
As we enter into 2007, we will watch as the European Union does a year-long celebration of their 50th birthday. Rob, before we talk about why the celebration will be so small, give us a brief history of the European Union.
Well, actually, the European Union began in concept in the 20s. A gentleman named Jean Monnet had a vision of uniting Europe after World War I. The consequences of World War I were significant throughout Europe and continue to this day. And so he pushed for a united Europe. World War II came in, interrupted that, and post-World War II, they moved ahead at the urgings of men such as Winston Churchill and surprisingly strong urgings from the United States. It was seen as a solution to the problems of Europe and to eliminate wars and to bring back prosperity. They formed, its embryonic form, if you will, occurred within 5 days of the formation of the Nation of Israel in 1948. So the two began almost simultaneously, which is interesting from a biblical prophetic standpoint. Today, they are now have 25 members of Europe. They've extended over to the Balkans. Starting in January 1st, they'll add Romania and Bulgaria. As we know, there's been strong talk about Turkey. Enlargement is the key. Jean Monnet said size is what counts. If we're going to balance, and he said this in the past, if we're going to balance off Russia, China, India, and the United States, they're greatly concerned at the power, the superpower of the United States.
Mm. Well, now what relationship to March of 1957 then?
57, what has happened is the European Union has gone through a series of what they call treaties. In American terms, you'd call it constitutions and reforming the shape of the government. And what they are celebrating with the 50th anniversary is the real, true form of what we now call the European Union, the economic community that they formed. They're really observing, if you will, this final form that we are seeing today.
And why such a small celebration for this 50th anniversary?
Well, that's reflecting, I think, two things. One is Daniel 2:42 says, as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. There are significant tensions within the European Union. Many of the people are questioning the direction, the enlargement. They're questioning the power, the euro, and all those aspects within the populace. In the governments, they are desiring to pull it tight together and control it. And so you see a growing tension between should it truly become the United States of Europe or should it become a federation like the United States with states' rights, if you will. And those tensions have been sparked to the point where they've had to tone down their celebrations and sort of de-emphasize the overall control of the EU.
Well, you mentioned the euro just a moment ago. It seems to be coming on pretty strong, even stronger than the dollar. What does that mean as it relates to the unification of the European states in the European Union?
Well, the power of the euro is the key. Economics is often the key to any country's power. And in the case of the euro, what it's going to do is make them truly a superpower. It's what's enabling so many European countries to buy American companies here in the United States. They really do foresee that they will be the economic power, the euro will be the trading media, which really bodes badly for the United States from an economic standpoint. And therefore, the euro is their power.
So thus, then, this euro coming on pretty strong is going to be a leg up as far as unification.
That's right. And the interesting thing, if you note the history of the euro, it was targeted to be equivalent to the U.S. dollar in value. And that went for several years. And now, as the constitutional issue came up for the EU, as they've become a greater influence in dealing in the Middle East, in Iran, dealing with them, with Lebanon, the euro has now started moving significantly away from the dollar and becoming much more stronger or more valuable. This is reflecting their growing influence in the world.
Talk to me about the membership process with Turkey. You mentioned those new member states coming online at the first of this next year. What about Turkey? Are they going to make it?
Turkey is, of course, the big question mark of the world. As I look at prophecy, I would suggest that at least part of Turkey will have to become part of the European Union. The process isn't dead, although some people like to think so. The key, again, is the leadership of Europe. Many of them are pushing for Turkey. They need Turkey economically. It's a strong economic base for the European Union, and they have to offset that against some of the smaller nations which they've brought in. And again, the Islamic issue is a big issue, whether they want a country in that is Islamic, but perhaps Turkey is the easiest one for the European Union to accept from that standpoint, and therefore it would be the toehold toward the expansion into the Middle East.
Rob, the German people will take responsibility, Chancellor Merkel taking the reins of the European Union presidency for the next 6 months, beginning in January. Merkel wants to revise the constitution ratification process. Can she do that? Will the constitution be ratified?
Well, an interesting thing, whenever a large country takes over the presidency, they talk big of what they will accomplish, and they tend to accomplish very little. It might be different this year because the Constitution is a big issue. It isn't that they need it to function. In fact, many of the functions proposed by it are already in place. They need it to establish to the world that this is a world power. And Germany, in the end, will at least set the stage so that the second half of the year could well bring through some form of constitution, perhaps a slight modification or a revote that would allow the people of Netherlands and France to say, okay, now we can accept it.
Rob Congdon, he's our broadcast partner, looking at the European Union. The entire complexion of what's going to be happening there plays a key role in end-time prophecy. Rob has a book coming out in the very near future. We'll tell you more about that as we continue our broadcast partnership throughout 2007. Rob, thank you so much for your contribution last year, and look forward to this year. Happy New Year to you.
May you have a blessed New Year, too.